Boom Daddy.
Everybody knows when the summer gets hotter, everybody going on down by the water.
Chilling. Bloom Daddy Radio Network, nothing Otis and Bloom Daddy. Bloom Daddy, just a little under the weather, losing his voice a little bit. He's feeling fine. It's just a matter that he's lost his voice. So we were playing a little Boxing Day today, and I will be filling in. He will be chiming in as necessary. We had the opportunity to interview Francisco Gonzalez, and on basically inclusive matters. And sometimes we have these interviews, and Dave and I will sit there and we'll talk, you know, and we think this interview could go off the rail. This one, and we thought this was going to go off the rail, and this interview didn't. Here it is.
All right, you've got Microsoft Word's new woke filter blocking Showgirl, Mankind, Whitewash, and Blacklist, and a lot more. Francisco Gonzalez, expert on tolerance and inclusion, joining us. Francisco, thanks for being on the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right, is Microsoft taking political correctness too far with this?
Well, yeah, they're definitely caving to the woke mob by taking this approach, right? Not allowing people to sort of use the words that they want to use.
I mean, the thing that I think caught me, Francisco, more than any other was Neil Armstrong's famous quote, "One giant leap for mankind, it changes it to humankind or humanity." I mean, they're changing history.
Yeah, and I think it's what Pope Francis talked about last week when he said that, you know, we're trying to apply the knowledge of today to the events of yesterday. And it's unfair. It's unfair, really, because what this is going to do is it paints a broad stroke, right, with a broad brush. And what it does, effectively, it puts Neil Armstrong in the category where he's no longer viewed as the heroic person that he was and begins to be seen, unfortunately, as a white supremacist, right? Because that's the road that they're going to take. They like to paint everybody as the villain, and if not the devil, themselves. And it's very unfortunate that they have no regard for how history actually occurred. They just want to rewrite it.
Yeah, you've got others here. Maid, it changes it to house cleaner. Showgirl to dancer, performing artist. Headmaster to principal. Mistress to lover. Manpower to workforce. Look, I am all for being nice to people, being kind to people. But some of this stuff, to me, gets so petty. And I sit there and I think, don't we have better things to think about than stuff like this?
Well, I think that it also speaks to the progress that American society has made. I don't think that we've ever had such a prosperous society that where, in terms of human rights, where people had to make up reasons to be upset and to create a movement so that they can have their own civil rights or human rights movement. It speaks to that the American society has gotten so far ahead thanks to the sacrifices of our predecessors, that now this generation has to make up reasons to be or to feel like they are being excluded or left out as well. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, if I'm entirely honest with you, because that's what, you know, the people that came before us fought for. And that's what we're seeing today.
Talking to Francisco Gonzalez, expert on tolerance and inclusion. This is a topic that I struggle with, in especially the inclusion part. And I want you to follow me here, and then I want your opinion, okay? Because I look at inclusion, like I said, I have no problem being kind to anyone. If somebody's a good person, I'm going to be a good person to them, even if I don't agree with their lifestyle choices or whatever it may be. But inclusion to me, what I see out there in America right now, I see people who want no standards, no rules, no expectations. I mean, if I want to identify as a dog one day and I want to walk out and take a leak on a fire hydrant, then damn it, I should be allowed to do that. To me, that's insanity. Has the pendulum swung too far on this whole inclusion thing, in your opinion?
Oh, it absolutely has. It absolutely has. And I think that, you know, I'm a gay man. And so I can recall the days when we wanted to be included.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to me now that we've reached a place where we want to be included, but we don't want to include others as a group of people, right? So we preach love, tolerance, and inclusion, but we only want to receive it. We don't want to give it. I'm of the opinion that if Microsoft Word wants to do this, then by all means, I'm a capitalist. I believe in capitalism. So do what you have to do to run your business. However, do not by any means label someone as racist or misogynist or whatever, simply because they cannot get on board with this. You have to allow people to arrive at their own conclusions at their own time in their own pace. So the fact that you've got this going and it's going to make people uncomfortable and they're not going to be wanting to jump on board with this, there should be, in the name of tolerance and inclusion, allowances for people to arrive at a place where they say this is a good thing or this is a bad thing on their own at their own time. But what you have now is you have this woke mob that forces this down your throat. Either get on board or we're canceling you is what's happening.
Yeah, and they're doing exactly what used to be done to them.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the big irony. And that's why I think that as a gay person, I had to sort of switch and say, no, I cannot continue being a part of this. You know, I'm old enough to remember there was a time when, because of my sexuality, I didn't have a seat at the table. And now it's the opposite. Now it's because of my conservatism, I don't have a seat at the table. And it's just the way it kind of plays out. And I think that I have a responsibility to speak up and say, you know what, this is not right. What we're doing and leaving people out, excluding people, it's exactly what was done to us, and it's not okay.
You know, in talking to you, I appreciate that you are applying common sense, because we just don't see that in discussions like this or political discussions anymore. Common sense is almost like looked at as a negative. And we need more of it.
We do. And I think that part of what's happening is that we have, as a society, evolved so much. We have so much at our disposal in terms of technology and by extension, knowledge. So much within our fingertips. But we are failing to look back at the people that came before us. Our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, who really are a treasure trove of tradition and of what made America what America is today. And so we are allowing ourselves to be guided by what we see on the internet instead of by what the people that came before us saw and held on to in their time. And I think that that's very important, to go back and look at the treasure trove of information that these people and tradition that our parents, our grandparents, and our great-grandparents hold on to.
Francisco, let me ask you this. You said you're a conservative, correct?
I am.
Okay. In the gay community, are there more conservatives than maybe many people realize? Or is it, what is it, 95.5 liberal to conservative? I mean, give me an idea.
There are some. There are some. I live in Dallas, so mm-hmm. It's a pretty big city, and there are people like me. But we don't speak up. We're not welcome.
Why is that? Because of the woke culture? Will beat you down
because of the woke culture. Yeah, I mean, I you know, I think it's also a lot of ignorance. And what I mean by ignorance is not an insult. I mean, you know, ignorance in the proper use of the word. I've been told, for example, that if Ted Cruz had his way, I'd be locked up simply for being gay. That is the type of misinformation that we are dealing with. Mm-hmm. There is no actual knowledge of the Constitution, due process, none of that. It's just simply the headlines of CNN that they read on their Facebook feed and take that and run with it, really.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many false narratives spun by the media out there, and that is one of them. And I asked you that question because I know a couple of other gay individuals who are conservative. And I asked one, I said, you know, are you the minority? And he said pretty much exactly what you said. No, there's more of us, but, you know, we're kind of a lost voice. We need to step up and be a little louder and be a little more recognized.
Correct. There is that. And there's also something that we went through here in Texas a couple of years ago was there's also a distrust, right? So there is one, the gay community won't accept us because we're not liberal enough. And then two, the conservative community is suspect, right? So they think, wait, no, all gays are supposed to be liberal is what we've always understood. Mm-hmm. And so there is that sort of between the two. And of course, the liberals will use the suspicions that the conservatives have of us to sort of try to turn us. But I think that's sort of what we deal with one party saying, you know, you're crazy and you hate yourself, and the other one saying, wait, you're not supposed to be this, so I don't necessarily trust you yet.
Francisco, thanks for being on the show. I think that was a very good conversation. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
News Radio 1170 WWVA.
Are you trying to sell a pre-owned car, truck, or SUV? Call Deal and Dave. You have a loan or lease payoff and confused about your options? Call Deal and Dave. You need cash in hand today? Call Deal and Dave. The process is simple. Either bring your vehicle to A&B Kia in Benwood, West Virginia, or visit us online at anbautosales.com and click on the Sell Us Your Car tab and let Deal and Dave go to work. Turn that unwanted car into cash today with Deal and Dave at A&B Kia.
Domino's week-long carry-out deal means you can carry out three topping pizzas for $7.99 each every day. That's right, $7.99 each, and every day means any day. But just in case there's any confusion, we've set up a helpful website to confirm if today's a day you can carry out three topping pizzas for $7.99 each at Domino's. Just go to howabouttoday.com to find out if Domino's week-long carry-out deal is valid today. Spoiler alert, it is. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Excludes extra large and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size.
The new year is here, and so are the new Toyotas. So visit your dealer and reserve yours today. Like the all-new Tundra, redesigned from the ground up and engineered for uncompromising power. Or explore the brand new Corolla Cross with available all-wheel drive and more cargo room than ever. Visit your Toyota dealer today or go online to buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end January 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Get ready to fly up, up and away. Friday, March 11th, 7:30 p.m. at Wheeling's Capitol Theater with Grammy Award winners, The Fifth Dimension. And The Letterman.
Yes, I think I'm going out of my just too good to be true.
Join these two legendary vocal groups together for the first time for one night only, March 11th at the Capitol. Tickets are on sale now by calling the WesBanco Arena box office at 304-233-7000 or online at CapitolTheaterWheeling.com. Don't miss Grammy Award winners, The Fifth Dimension, and The Letterman, March 11th at the Capitol. Produced by Spotlight Productions.
The Pike 40 Restaurant and Bar in Morristown, you gotta try their wings, especially the hot wings. They are my favorites. Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. The Pike 40 is your Christmas party headquarters, too. Whether it's lunch, happy hour, or a private party, call now or send a message on social media to book. And how about trying their Akuashi Wagyu Ribeye, sourced by Dutton Cattle Company? And I'm pretty sure I probably did announce that correctly. Brunch, Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 2. Hey, there's a lot going on at the Pike 40, which is located right by Union Local High School, Bloom Daddy's alma mater.
Near historical low mortgage rates won't last long. If you're buying a new home, go with a lender you can count on for competitive rates, low fees, over 300 loan products, and thousands of loan consultants to help make sure you get the home you want. Call now for your no-obligation pre-approval. 866-888-LOAN. 866-888-LOAN. Or go to LoanDepot.com. Loan Depot, where home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
King's Auto Glass is your trusted source for professional auto glass replacement and repairs. King's also does residential window repair and replacement, storefront glass, and more. With more than 75 years in the business, why call anyone else? King's Auto Glass.
Are you trying to sell a pre-owned car, truck, or SUV? Call Deal and Dave. You have a loan or lease payoff and confused about your options? Call Deal and Dave. You need cash in hand today? Call Deal and Dave. The process is simple. Either bring your vehicle to A&B Kia in Benwood, West Virginia,
or visit us online at anbautosales.com
and click on the Sell Us Your Car tab and let Deal and Dave go to work. Turn that unwanted car into cash today with Deal and Dave at A&B Kia.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Bloom Daddy.
bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Celebrity birthdays today. This lady right here, Dolly Parton. Hall of Famers.
Oh, without a doubt. I just want to see him once.
The Mount Rushmore. Yeah. It is. They are the Mount Rushmore of Hall of Famers.
She would definitely be on the Mount Rushmore. 25 number ones. That's a record she shares with Reba. Number one singles. I think 44 top 10 country albums, which I believe is a record. And you know what's overshadowed with her? She's actually a good actress. I mean, in Steel Magnolias, mm-hmm. 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Very, very talented woman. And I've never heard one negative thing spoken about her.
You know, one of the things I remember from last year when it was her birthday, at the beginning of that song, you hear that little clicking that sounds like the typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
Those are her fingernails.
Yeah.
I remember you saying that last year.
Yep.
Also born today, Tippi Hedren. She's 92. She was in The Byrds, Marnie, Citizen Ruth. Oh, she also has a famous daughter.
Gwyneth.
Melanie Griffith.
Oh, Melanie. That's right. That's right.
Celebrity chef Paula Deen is 75. One of your girls or your favorite actresses. Married with Children.
Oh,
Katie Seagal. She's 68. Also on Sons of Anarchy. Another Sons of Anarchy actress. Drea DiMatteo is 50. She, first season she was in there. And Kurt Sutter loved her in the show. And she got written out for two seasons. You know why?
I do not.
She got pregnant.
Oh, that'll do it?
Yeah. So it was funny because at the end, like when they were like recapping, they do that, that after show. And they said, oh, you know, you brought Drea back in, blah, blah, blah. He said, oh, Elise, I loved her. I loved her character. And then he goes, she screwed everything up and got pregnant. That's what he said.
She was in The Sopranos, too.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And she was also in that show that Jennifer Lopez created with Ray Liotta. It was on NBC. I can't remember the name.
I can't remember it either.
Another one of your favorites, Jodie Sweetin. She's 40. Stephanie Tanner on Full House. And Paul Rodriguez, the comedian. You find him funny?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither.
Not really.
Pittsburgh's own Antoine Fuqua. He is a director. And he did The Equalizer, Olympus Has Fallen. Shooter, Training Day.
That's some big ones.
Some big ones.
Training Day is a fantastic movie. I mean, Denzel, I think he won the Oscar for that movie.
I believe he did. Celebrity birth, one of the things this day in history. It also ties in with a celebrity birthday.
Okay.
1953, Lucy Ricardo gave birth to a baby boy on the I Love Lucy show. You know how many people tuned in to see that?
Oh, 75 million?
Well, 68% of all television sets in the U.S. turned into the event. And ironically,
well, there were two channels back then.
Yeah, three, maybe. Ironically, today is Desi Arnaz Jr.'s 69th birthday.
There you go.
So
today, Otis is also carrying the show because, well, my voice is pretty much history. So I turned it over to him.
Little Boxing Day.
Yeah, I'm playing Otis's role of just sitting here and staring at me.
Yesterday, we talked about the boxing world being all buzz over the upcoming Jake Paul fight with Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? We're going live now to Iron Mike's press conference.
No kidding.
I'm Mike Tyson, and I'm going to fight one of the Paul brothers. I think his name is Jerk Paul. It don't matter. He's a baby, and I'm going to knock him out and eat his children. I will also eat all the children who watch him on YouTube. I will then fight other YouTube celebrities like Charlie Bit My Finger. If you bite my finger, I will bite your ear. After that, I will then fight little girls who got big on TikTok. Somebody needs to punch those D'Amelio sisters right in the face. I'm the best ever. I'm impregnable. Bring it on, Internet. I will feed you to a tiger. When I'm done with you, Jerk Paul, you're going to need a Paul bearer.
I hope that switch is flipped, and I hope he goes just ape crazy on Jake Paul.
Just knocks him out.
Oh, my God.
That would be outstanding.
That would be.
How much snow did you get at your house?
I would say 10.
10 inch?
Yeah, 10, 11.
I want to say, like I said, I think yesterday, when I came into work, I was shoveled to get out of my driveway. I shoveled about 8 inches. And then when I got home, there were 4 more inches where I'd already shoveled.
I'm never shoveling snow again in my life.
Oh, my knees still hurt.
I'm done. I mean, I can't stand up straight. I'm done.
Like, my knees and hamstrings are shot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy in Cleveland. He's going viral. Okay, downtown Cleveland. He's riding a snowmobile through the empty streets. I guess in the video, they haven't identified him.
My buddy does that stuff.
Does he? Yeah. It shows him powering through a big snowdrift before speeding off down a street. You know, when they had plowed the streets, they did the one lane so you could get through, but still plenty of snow for him to use. And I guess it brought over 2 feet of snow to parts of Northeast Ohio up there.
That would be really cool, going through the streets of an empty city on a snowmobile. It would almost feel like Armageddon, you know, or like some apocalyptic sort of movie scene.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, it's fun. Like I have a Jeep, and I've gone out after a snow when there's nobody out there. I mean, it's the quiet is amazing, how quiet it is.
Serene.
You can stop your car in the middle of the street, get out, and you hear nothing but the snowfall.
Yep.
If it's still snowing, it's pretty neat. We got some good news for Skeeter. You had him on yesterday.
Yeah.
There's a new study out there that says certain face masks can actually make you look more attractive.
No kidding.
Yes.
Skeeter might get a woman.
Professors from Cardiff University, they looked at different types of masks and how they changed the attractiveness among a group of men. They found that blue medical mask wearers were found most attractive by women, and men were judged to look better with a mask obscuring the lower half of their face. So, I mean, is there disappointment there?
I don't know. I mean,
if it looks
like you dragged your teeth across a barbed wire fence, you want to wear a mask. It's going to make you look a lot better.
And my thing is, so if whether you're male or female, you've got that mask on. The only thing you can see are the eyes.
Yep.
So you have no idea. I mean, this could be the most beautiful woman with the most beautiful eyes.
Or it could be a woman with yellow teeth. And
she takes her mask off and she's got a goatee. You know, those are the bad things.
Yeah, you just never know. I was back in the beginning of this pandemic, I was at a restaurant and there was a waitress that came up. She's got the mask all the way up. And I'm thinking, this chick has got to be a absolute smoke show. But she never brought the mask down. And, you know, you don't know. You don't know what's behind that mask. Everything else looked perfect. But I just had this feeling that if she dropped that mask, it was just going to be bad. Like, bad news.
So when you're out and about and you see people in masks, obviously opposite sex.
Yeah. I laugh.
But do you sit there and do you try to imagine what the rest of it looks like?
Just with that waitress, because everything else was pretty stellar. And I was just trying to envision, like, what the rest of that face might look like.
Did she wait on you?
Yeah. Did you see Hall Pass, the movie Hall Pass?
I did not.
When they're in a bar, and he describes when you're in a bar, and you got an average-looking female, but she surrounds herself with a bunch of duds, and it makes her look a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the guy doing the talking kind of, like, takes his hands like a viewfinder, and he takes them away. Like a wide-angle shot, she looks good. Then when he puts them in, it looks like Broomhilda. That's what you worry about with a mask.
More coming up on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Otis taking the hot seat today because Dave's trying to save his voice. Not doing that great of a job, to be honest with you.
No.
We're the original social media, but we're also on social media. Just keeping up with the times, you know?
Word.
Follow us on Twitter @NewsRadio.